You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Madison. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX. It's time for the John and Gordy Morning Show.
Oh, boy.
The John Gordy Radio Show.
Yeah.
On WMDX.
You know,
well, thank you.
Brings back memories when we first started this show in 1945.
I know. Oh, those were the days. Yeah, we got that lead singer from the Tommy Dorsey Band. she was really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Great voice.
We've been doing it for a while now.
Forget her name. So, I don't know who that was. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Beautiful day. Beautiful start to the week here. Sunshine. You know what's going to happen on Friday, John? I know this is looking ahead, you know, way down to the end of the week. Friday, we will be doing our 500th episode of this show.
Wow.
500 episodes here at Civic Media.
People are saying, why haven't they won the Best of Madison Award? They've been on for 500 days.
Well, 500 episodes on Friday. We're going to have
longevity,
a little celebration.
Boy.
Yeah, I don't know what we'll do. We have cookies and milk or something.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Weather-wise, highs in the low 70s, no problems. Some sunshine, some clouds. That's about it. Right now, 43 degrees. Okay.
All right. As I promised, you know, the big invasion in Chicago. Chicago blockade Trump's Department of War invasion? That's my question
to you.
Yeah. I mean, this could be the beginning of a new civil war in this country.
Mm-hmm.
This will light the fuse, and every other state will have to do the same thing, the blue cities. You know, a reporter did ask Trump, why aren't you doing this to the red states, red cities,
yeah,
that even have higher crime rates,
right,
higher death rates? And he said, what? Who? When? Where? What? I never heard of that. Of course he didn't. It's unbelievable. Anyway, in a post on Truth Social, Trump stepped over the line. Let's get a little description of this poster that he posted.
Okay.
A provocative post by President Trump is causing a furious reaction tonight. The post on Truth Social and the White House's X account shows Trump in the guise of a warmongering character from the classic film Apocalypse Now. That AI-generated image shows military helicopters over Chicago with flames in the background.
Flames in the background. So that's what Chicago is going to be looking like in a few days or weeks.
Mm.
Now, Governor J.B. Pritzker wrote, Donald Trump is a strong man. He's a scared man. Illinois won't be intimidated by a wannabe dictator. And Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson said, we must defend our democracy from this authoritarianism by protecting each other and protecting Chicago from Donald Trump. Now, that's where I'm thinking blockade, right? This is the time to stop these people at the border.
Right.
Put up a wall, damn it. I mean, if I were governor, I would do this. I would seriously consider putting up our National Guard, state National Guard, up against their troops.
Well, Trump's always had a thing about Chicago because he had so much trouble putting up the Trump Tower there and getting his name on that building. They didn't want his name on the building. That was a big fight in Chicago, and he finally won. He got his name on the building. But it was a bitter, angry fight.
Well, you know,
and he's had a chip on his shoulder about Chicago for a long time.
Well, threatened to take that building down. You know, if he comes in, the building comes down. It's quite the building.
Okay,
it's huge and very mirror like. I think there should be some kind of blockade put in place. Here is their local coverage, CBS local coverage of this story. Listen.
And good evening, everyone. I'm Dana Kozlov. Tonight, in a social media post, President Donald Trump threatens Chicago, stating the city will, quote, find out why it's called the Department of War. The president shared this AI-generated image of himself with the words, Shypocalypse now, while Chicago burns behind him. Our Marissa Sulik is live tonight. Marissa, people from North Chicago to Pilsen are pushing back against the president and that post.
Yeah, Dana, and at this point, Democrats are calling President Trump a tyrant after that social media post. This all comes as Pilsen's Mexican Independence Day kicked off and hundreds gathered downtown here.
This is Chicago, and he is sorely mistaken.
It comes as the West Side celebrates Mexico's independence. Scattered in the crowd were volunteers, each armed with an orange whistle.
That means there's sighting of immigration agents on the streets.
U.S. Representative Mike Quigley and Senator Dick Durbin are calling out President Trump's Truth Social post.
The president in a virtual act of war against his own people.
Right.
Unprecedented. It's really the act of a tyrant. It's a scary time.
It is. To suggest that the troops are coming into Chicago or that the Department of War is going to be engaged is an embarrassment.
Governor J.B. Pritzker had his own response, saying the president of the United States is threatening to go to war with an American city.
Really?
This is not a joke. This is not normal.
Marissa, thank you. Well, we searched social media and did not find any Republican lawmakers commenting on the president's post. I spoke with Northwestern law professor Paul Gowder, an expert in the rule of U.S. law about it, and he says the Constitution defines one crime, treason.
The first thing that the treason clause says about that crime is that it's constituted by levying war against the United States. I don't understand how we can interpret that threat as anything other than a threat to levy war against a city in the United States.
Isn't that
amazing?
Yeah. That's the bottom line. Yeah, that's what happened.
Jeez. Why?
Stand by.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, just hearing it from that professor, of course, I don't know how long I'd stay in his class. I mean, it's interesting way of speaking. Jeez. But he is just right on the money on that. This is a threat against a U.S. city. This is the declaration of war.
Yes, and what Governor Pritzker said, you know, this is not normal.
No.
It's way not normal.
Declaring war on a city. James Madison, here's a quote. The means of defense against foreign danger historically has become the instruments of tyranny at home. Hmm. That's one of the reasons why they didn't want to put a standing army in place in this country, and they had the militias instead. They didn't want a standing army because this is the problem they were recognizing back then.
Right.
Now we're having it here. So we'll see what happens. My son argued with me about this, you know, because I said, well, just blockade it, you know. And he goes, well, you know, Trump does have control over the National Guard. I said, no, he doesn't have control over state National Guards. Governors do.
Mm-hmm.
It's their National Guard.
Yeah.
So we had this argument. I have no idea. I didn't look it up to see who was right.
Well, the president only has control if it's an emergency. So if he's declared an emergency and the Congress has also gone along with that.
But that never happened.
Exactly.
So,
all right. Do we want to hear another voice in this argument here?
I think so.
All right,
let's find out.
Who's on the line? Oh, it's CJ.
CJ.
Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, gentlemen. It was fun to see you this past weekend and meet a bunch of your listeners.
Yeah.
And usually who rip on me after I call. But,
right?
You know, they were extremely friendly. My family wanted me to call. My kids, I almost had them convinced not to come, but they're worried about me that I'm going to, you know, not come home after visiting with you gentlemen.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was great to see you there,
really
CJ.
It was fun.
I
tell you, Mark makes a great cookie.
Yeah.
There was only one left in the bin, and I was kind of worried to grab that one because they said it was save for CJ.
And, So how do you feel this morning?
Yeah, are you okay?
I survived it, and I'm eager to make the recipe. So, get the recipe. I heard he shared that.
Yes,
so,
yes,
right. You know, yeah, we got to put that on the website.
Matt, and I didn't meet Troy. I think he avoided me, but you know, it was really fun. I got to admit it. Even though we don't see eye to eye on some stuff, you guys were more than gracious. Even, you know, Gordy came up and gave me a bottle of bubbles.
There you go. Complimentary ballpoint pen, yes.
Yes.
And a bottle of bubbles,
and,
yeah.
And I got a T-shirt from Catherine. So
beautiful. Wear that with pride.
And I heard you, I saw you talking to Maggie for a while, too. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Well, no. Maggie still wants to debate me even when we get together. So, no. But no, she is a lovely lady. You know, I tried to share that, you know, when she keeps me on hold for 45 minutes and changed the subject twice, I try to go back to the original one, and she frowns on that.
But, yeah, yeah. Well, that's it's good. Funny. It's good to vent. CJ,
it was.
But you know, it was fun. We didn't even talk politics. We didn't even talk politics. We just had great conversation.
Really,
so yeah, see, we can do that.
And, what a great place you guys had that at. I would highly recommend people to enjoy.
We got a text here, CJ. We did get a text from Troy, who says he shook hands with you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay.
I'm kidding, but no, it was wonderful meeting, you know, a lot of them. Mark, I've heard for years, very bright guys, just wrong on politics on a lot of stuff. But
he's basing his opinion on history. That's all.
Yes, I tell you what, he can delve into a lot of it.
But,
you know, I had to call in because I heard about the Chicago thing. There was only five killed down there this weekend, 18 shot.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good weekend for Chicago.
It is. So why go in, right?
Yeah.
Why
Isn't
invade
that
it?
Sad?
Yeah.
That's sad. So I champion the president. If Putzer and Brandon Johnson aren't going to try to solve that issue, God bless Donald Trump for sending in just the way he did in Washington, and he's going to solve that issue. So if their government officials consider five dead a good weekend, shame on them.
What about the southern cities run by Republicans that have higher rates of death and crime? What about those states?
Well,
what about those cities?
Well, I think they should be addressed, too, and I think he's willing to. I think he's going to go to New Orleans as soon as he
Let me just bring this up again. I asked you a while back, how do you feel about having National Guard, police, army, everybody in these cities patrolling, Humvees driving down sidewalks? How do you feel about that kind of occupation in American cities?
Well, I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
But when you see incidents like you did, you know, that Ukrainian woman stabbed by a reoccurring criminal.
But here's the thing. It's not a permanent thing. You can't keep this up. You know, you have to have local police doing it.
No, I don't think you'll have to.
All right. CJ, we're running out of time here. Yeah. Well, that's true. But we need to increase the amount of money going to the police force as opposed to bringing in the Army or National Guard.
CJ, we thank you for your call.
Or the Marines in this case.
19 minutes past the hour. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll check in with Amy Horak from DJ Frank and get the latest on what you should be doing with your lawn or your garden as we move into fall. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We can change the world. We are ready.
I'm surprised it's not better already from our party, you know. We may have changed the world at that party.
Yeah.
The word hasn't gone out yet, but we're working on that. This is WMDX 92.7, John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Dom is pushing the buttons in there.
Yes, he
is. I think so, at least.
Yeah. We had the great listener appreciation party Saturday at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove, and it was terrific to see a bunch of our listeners there and some other folks. And took the tour of the distillery, and CJ was there shaking hands and making peace with Maggie Dawn, and you know, Troy was there, and Mark from the SAC, good time. Matt also from Middleton. So Brittany Merlot was there, and it was good to see her over the weekend. But apparently, she's a little under the weather this morning, so.
Yeah,
hopefully she'll come back tomorrow. But today's weather looks just fine. Highs right around 70 or so. And looks like a little warming trend over the next few days. All this week, very little chance for any rain this week. Maybe Wednesday is our best chance. Low 70s pretty much all week.
Yeah.
And warming up close to 80 by Friday. Friday, our big 500th episode of the John and Gordy Experience here.
I know, a lot of people WMDX. Can't believe it. I can't believe it either.
Me either.
We're right in the tails, of course, of Best of Madison winners at every opportunity.
Yeah, we won't find out if we actually made the top three until, I guess, late this month.
Yeah.
Last week of the month sometime.
Have you got your tickets for the Best of Madison party?
No, I have not.
Yeah, what's a have prom? You? Prom theme.
Is it a prom? Okay. Why do they do this?
How could they do that to
I don't
us?
Know. Why would they do it?
Well, they're not going to get me to
wear a tux.
Wear a tux. It's not. Didn't we wear a tux one time when we did host it?
We did a thing at the Madison Concourse.
Was that something different?
That was a New Year's Eve party.
New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
For it. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys hosted?
Yeah.
Oh,
well. I know. It's kind of amazing, isn't it? Hosting a New Year's Eve party. There was a band. Yeah. Everybody was dressed up, you know.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yep.
From what I remember, we have one picture of it too, up at the podium. And,
you went off with all the celebrities in off in a room something, weren't you?
That was a different...
Oh, that was a different
you always get these two events confused.
I do.
Yes, that was a Best of Madison event. That was not New Year's Eve.
Oh, it was.
That was the Best of Madison event when Chris Farley and his whole family was there.
That's
and,
right.
We watched the O.J. chase in the Bronco after the big award ceremony.
Yeah, I was never included in that group. You went off on your own,
and then we couldn't find you, and everybody went down to the room and watched it in the courtesy room that the Farley family had.
I hear that all the time. I don't believe it. People keep making them excuses.
John Roach
like
was
that.
There. He invited us in.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I believe you now.
I can't believe you're bitter and angry after all these years about that.
Well, now it's coming out. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. Okay. You're going to have to live with it,
all right,
pal.
Okay. Okay. Over to you. What do you got? Got anything?
Yeah. No. You know, I just spent a big 8 hours putting all this stuff together. Oh, well, let's get to Sean Duffy. This is a shortcut here. This is cut 03. Okay.
What's he up to?
He was talking about something that Biden put in place. In fact, this is happening all over the country now. They're putting up signs saying this is Trump's construction project of some sort under, you know, Biden put all this stuff in place.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have people digging into the ground right away, like 6 months in, just to prove a point. But here's Sean Duffy talking about taking credit for stuff that Biden started.
The Trump administration has decided that they are going to start taking credit for some of the great ideas that President Biden had. Great ideas that, of course, are now materializing thanks to legislation that the Infrastructure and Investment Act, the Build Back Better, right? And this week, you had Transportation Secretary / former reality TV personality Sean Duffy go on Fox News to brag about the fact that D.C. is officially, you know, allowed Trump to take over Union Station, and Amtrak is on board with us, and we're giving Amtrak and Union Station, of course, a lot of money. We're investing in rail travel, and Amtrak's going to make all these great new trains. They're going to be all over the country, and it's going to start right there at Union Station in D.C. You know, that mentally incompetent, they should remove him from office. He doesn't know where he's going. He can't even do anything properly. He can't walk downstairs or walk in a straight line. That guy that Republicans attacked every single day for 4 years had such good ideas that they're now trying to pass them off as their own. Fox News, of course, didn't push back on this, but CNN did. CNN said the improvements that Secretary Duffy says are all part of Trump's vision to make travel great again are in fact from the Biden-signed Bipartisan Infrastructure Act and which were underway long before Trump took office again in January. Those include a once-in-a-generation opportunity for Amtrak and passenger rail to play a central role in improving how people move and securing our economic future. This was all from a Democratic-controlled House of Representatives and a Democratic-controlled Senate. And the Trump administration swoops in trying to take credit for what Biden did.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. So anyway, that was Sean Duffy, of course. I thought there was a clip in there of Sean. But anyway, that was the host of Ring of Fire, and he hit it, nailed it right there. Mm-hmm. And you'll see more of these signs all over Trump taking credit for everything that Biden did that he was against.
Okay.
Oh, when we're going to call them out whenever we see a sign like that.
Exactly.
It'll become a feature on this show.
It's 29 past the hour. Do you have this story coming up about Bernie Sanders talking about RFK Jr.?
I do, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
We didn't have time for that story in this break. I would have put it there, but it's okay, great. It's a great one.
All right, we're going to come back, and we'll have more of John and Gordy for a Monday morning on WMDX.
Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains in metal trays to keep us from the heat.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 7:35, sunshine today, highs in the low 70s. Right now, still chilly, 43 degrees. Should we go to the phones?
Well, we could.
We might.
Let's go
to Dick.
We
have that possibility. Good morning, Dick. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I already can give you the answer of what they'll say. I'm talking about that last subject you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They'll just say, if they're bust, they bust their stones over it. Well, we were actually for it before we were against it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And gosh, Saturday, I wanted to come really bad.
Oh, yeah. We wanted to see you there.
Yeah.
And we went to a neighborhood football Badger party. Mm-hmm. And after about an hour into that, it wouldn't have been a good career move to come off guy's trouble.
Oh, I don't know. You should have seen CJ dancing on the table. No, we did have a seat. We had a seat reserved for you at the park bench. So,
and I missed it. I mean, it probably would have been just like at the Stone Hearth in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like it.
We'll have other parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to make sure to make I don't go to another Badger party.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun, don't get me wrong, but a good thing it was in the neighborhood.
Ah.
But next time we'll hope to see you there, all right?
Thank you, Dick.
All right, Dick.
Appreciate
Thank
that
you.
Call.
And we got a text here from Scott with a really really good idea. I agree with you, Scott, on this. Republicans only need one example to make a point. Stop letting them beat you over the head with gun violence. Just point out guns are legal.
Mm.
And that's a really good point to bring up to them all the time, every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I won't remember that, but it is a really good point to bring up every time.
Okay.
Okay. And we mentioned, you know, the Best of Madison's, they have a prom theme. Why do they do this to people? Oh, we are adults. Remember that.
Well, they want everybody to dress up. That's the point. They always come up with a theme. So you have to, you know.
Just say dress up.
You're going to make us not get voted for the best
west of Madison, you know, the way you're saying this.
Yeah, well, yeah, the votes are in.
Well, it says here John and Gordy should wear tuxes from Dumb and Dumber. I'll have to look at that.
Okay.
See what that looked like. Mm-hmm. All right, now let's get to something here. This is good stuff. I love this stuff. These are Democrats doing something, okay? And let's talk about RFK Jr. and his war against vaccines. Mm-hmm. And now we've seen that war on vaccines end up in Florida by basically they have to send it to the legislature to pass this, but they want to ban mandating vaccines for everyone, including kids in schools, you know?
Yeah.
So let's listen to this cut here. This is, I believe, just a little segment of Surgeon General Joe Latipo. Now, I believe that's how they say his last name. I've seen Latipo, but Latipo. And this is his announcement, where he made, and we'll only listen to part of it because we have other cuts. We have Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders coming up in just a few moments. So let's just listen to this ridiculous, ridiculous speech.
Okay.
This is cut 14. All right.
Here we go.
What I'm most excited about is an announcement that we're going to make, that we're making now, which is that the Florida Department of Health, in partnership with the governor, is going to be working to end all vaccine mandates in Florida law. All of them. All of them.
Standing ovation. They love the idea.
All of them.
Death to everyone.
Oh, boy.
Every last one of them.
Oh, boy, what a great idea.
Yeah. Every last one of them.
Every last one of them will die. Oh, God.
Every last one of them. Every last one of them is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery.
All right.
Okay.
That's enough there. All right.
Okay. Enough of that.
Especially when you see an African American say slavery. I mean, he's really making a point, right?
Mm.
What the heck?
Okay. Throw that in.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened, right? And just as scary, during the Senate hearings with RFK Jr., Elizabeth Warren exposed RFK's semantical game, shredding public health. Now, you don't play games with public health, okay? We tried that in Wisconsin. The Republicans did nothing when COVID hit in this state. They stayed on vacation and allowed some attorney to sue the Democrats, to sue the governor, and take it to the Supreme Court. That's how they dealt with it. So anyway, this is Elizabeth Warren dealing with RFK Jr. Let's listen to this. This is cut 26.
Last November, while you were under consideration to become Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mr. Kennedy, you said, quote, if vaccines are working for somebody, I'm not going to take them away. No exceptions, no ifs, ands, or buts. You would not take away vaccines from anyone who wanted them. Then last week, you announced that the COVID-19 vaccine is no longer approved for healthy people under the age of 65. In announcing the change, you said the vaccine will be available for anyone who wants it. Now, obviously, both things cannot be true at the same moment. So let's clear this up right now, Secretary Kennedy. Will you tell America that all adults and all children over 6 months of age are eligible to get a COVID booster at their local pharmacy today?
Anybody can get the booster.
I'm sorry?
Anybody can get it.
Senator. Anybody. So you're saying that is now the official rule of HHS. Anybody is eligible to get a booster by just walking into the pharmacy.
It's not recommended for healthy people.
No. If you don't recommend, then the consequence of that in many states is that you can't walk into a pharmacy and get one. It means insurance companies don't have to cover the $200 or so cost. As Senator Dr. Cassidy said, you are effectively denying people vaccines.
We're not going to recommend a product for which there's no clinical data for that indication. Is that what I should be doing?
What you should be doing is honoring your promise that you made when you were looking to get confirmed in this job.
You're going
and
like this.
That is, you promised that you would not take away vaccines from anyone who wanted them. You just changed the classification of the COVID vaccine.
I'm not taking them away from people, Senator.
It takes it away if you can't get it from your pharmacist.
Well, most Americans are going to be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
Dollars.
Most Americans will be able to get it from their pharmacy.
No, the question is, everyone who wants it, that was your promise.
I know, I didn't. I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said.
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying when you said that? Because you are the one who said you would not take them away. Now, Senator Kennedy,
I'm not taking them away from anybody.
Secretary,
you want me to indicate a product for which there is no clinical data?
Senator,
is that what you want?
Secretary Kennedy, you said you wouldn't, and now you did.
I'm not taking them away. Everybody can get access to them.
Yeah. No, they can't walk into a pharmacy the way that they could last month and get access
It depends on the states.
A year ago,
but they can still get it. Everybody can get it.
A month ago, it did.
Everybody can get it, Senator.
So look, let's move on. You clearly are taking away vaccines.
There you go.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, and because it's unclear exactly what the actual policy is, these drugstores are essentially not providing them anymore because they don't want to be on the wrong side of the law.
Mm-hmm. And the insurance companies are not in the mix as well.
Yeah.
By the way, tomorrow, John, we're going to have Professor Jim Conway, who we had him on before. He's a professor of pediatrics, and he's an expert about vaccines and infectious diseases.
So great discussion with him. That's going to be great.
We enjoyed our talk with him last time, and he'll be back tomorrow. So,
you know, it's amazing that he can get away with saying this and playing semantic games with public health.
Yeah, RFK you know? Jr.
Well, I said they could get it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and maybe the black market or some, you know, back alley someplace. I don't know. You think so? Okay, well, let's get to Bernie Sanders. Same kind of discussion with RFK Jr. I love this. This is very confrontational. Let's listen to that discussion. It's cut 16.
You know, what I find a little bit weird in this discussion, I'm hearing it over and over again this morning, Mr. Chairman, is we've got the entire medical community on one side. You got the AMA representing hundreds of thousands of doctors, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Public Health Association. All of these organizations are telling us that COVID vaccine and vaccines in general are safe and effective. You are casting doubt on that. Who are your scientific, who are the organizations that are agreeing with you and casting aspersions on vaccines?
The primary advisors are Marty McCary, Jay Bhattacharya, Dr. Oz, Vinay Prasad.
So you got a few doctors who agree
Dr.
with
Oz.
You. I'm giving you the
Not
name.
A few doctors. What you're talking about, there's a big difference, Senator, between established science and the scientific establishment, which has been co-opted by the pharmaceutical
industry. So you're telling the American people that the American Medical Association, representing hundreds of thousands of people, have been co-opted and that they should not trust their doctors.
And
the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American, and by the way, just for the record, every single Republican, I don't mean to be political here, Mr. Chairman, has received PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. Are they all corrupt as well?
And I'm telling you, the American Heart Association has been co-opted by the food
Everybody
industry.
But you, Senator. But you know what? When you ran for president, you know, we have a corrupt campaign finance system. Maybe you will agree with me on that. Okay, you were running for president. You got a billionaire behind it. You received $300,000 from people, not from the industry, people in it, as I did, from individuals. You corrupt. President Trump got $3 million. Every Republican got corporate PAC money for the pharmaceutical industry. Democrats as well. Everybody is corrupt, but you? Is that what we're looking at? I don't think so. And I think the issue now...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I think you do know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The issue is
That's
every
smart.
Time anyone...
Are you, saying,
with
are you saying the pharmaceutical industry was supporting my presidential
no,
campaign?
I'm saying, say no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the pharmaceutical industry is a greedy, institution which is charging us the highest prices in the world. They are pervasive. But to suggest that every institution, the AMA, the pediatrics people, is corrupt because they disagree with you is an insult to the American people.
Listen, people disagree with me all the time. I have arguments in my agency, heated arguments every day with Jay Bhattacharya, with Marty McCary, with Dr. Oz.
You have given the names of a few people. I have given you the names of organizations representing hundreds of thousands of doctors and scientists. I yield, Mr. President.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, these are great confrontational discussions.
Just shows you what RFK Jr. is. I mean, it's just his whole thing is just falling apart.
Both sides are really having at it. We've got more to present here in regards to what's going on with the vaccines, and we'll have that in a moment.
And understand Amy Horak cannot be with us this morning, but we will reschedule with her to find out about lawn and garden advice. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy. Check us out on the Civic Media app. You can get us anywhere in the world, and if you're even a satellite, probably, you could probably, you know, or some kind of capsule up there, you could probably hear us as well.
What are you talking about?
I don't know anymore. Sunshine, but, you can always text us.
Okay. It's going to be nice and beautiful today. Highs in the low 70s.
By the way, caffeine, I think.
I think so. Want to remind you that the Cap Times Idea Fest begins today.
Yes.
And you can find out all about it at CapTimesIdeaFest.com. I know Civic Media is a participating sponsor, and I think we're bringing broadcasts to you from a couple of the sessions Wednesday night and Friday night. But there are sessions going on Monday, beginning today, going all the way through Saturday. Some big names there, J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, also the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, and a whole lot more. They kick it off today, by the way, John, with a session this afternoon talking about the effects of artificial intelligence. So that's in the mix.
Wow.
Beginning today.
We could have a real discussion on that.
Oh, absolutely. So check it out at CapTimes.com or just go to CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Okay.
All right. I put two cuts together here. It's Latipo and a mega agreeing with Latipo on removing the vaccine mandate in Florida. Let's listen to cut 24 first. All right, let's listen.
Florida Department of Health, in partnership with the governor, is going to be working to end all vaccine mandates in Florida law. All of them. All of them. Every last one of them is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery. Okay? Who am I as a government, or anyone else, or who am I as a man standing here now
Surgeon General?
Tell you what you should put in your body?
A doctor,
right? Yeah.
This is fantastic news for anyone who knows the truth about vaccines. Florida is now banning all vaccine mandates for schools and medical procedures. Call me crazy, but I don't think anything that has death as an adverse reaction should be mandated for anything. All vaccines do is treat a few days of being sick for a lifetime of chronic illnesses. And who profits off of that? Big Pharma. Florida is sounding better to me every single day.
Well, I don't know. COVID also has death tied to it as well.
Right?
She doesn't know that. Just a few days of illness, you know, no big deal.
Yeah. Wow.
Over a million people died.
Right.
Who is this person? Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, now let's listen to a recent poll about vaccines. This is CNN, Cut 17.
The news has to do with Florida, where they're trying to overturn all vaccine mandates, including vaccine mandates in school for children. What do the polls tell us about that?
Okay, this to me is one of the most interesting and, in my opinion, most troubling trend lines that we have seen. Okay, vax kids against infectious diseases. The government should require it. You go back to 1991, it was 81%, okay? Then we go to 2019 at 62%. Look at where that number fell to by 2024. It was just 51%. That is a 30-point drop from 34 years ago. My goodness gracious, now a bare majority say that the government should, in fact, require kids to be vaccinated against infectious diseases. Amongst Republicans, it's the opposite. The majority say the government shouldn't require it. Now, I should point out this does depend a little bit on question wording. The polling out this morning says that the government should encourage it, but encourage it is very different from requiring it. And when it comes to requiring it, the American public has become increasingly skeptical of the idea that, in fact, the government should require kids to be vaccinated against infectious diseases.
That's right. Now,
got a text from D in Janesville. It says, there's a reason we call it Flora, duh. D-U-H at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But all you know what? Right. We're talking like polio vaccines. All
right. Yeah, right.
I mean, they give the polio vaccine to mothers, expectant mothers. It raises the immunization level of a child before they can get the vaccines themselves, you know, after about a few months. Yeah. So, you know, we have to get these things. It's really important to get these vaccines and keep them in place. I was watching Chris Hayes the other day, and I can't get it out of my head. He was shocked when he was talking to the governor of Colorado, and the governor said, no, we don't have vaccine mandates in the state. And he was just shaken. He goes, what? I searched this out. Mm. I did not find any proof that Colorado did not mandate any vaccines there. This is really crazy. We do not, across the entire country, mandate that these vaccines exist for people in schools so it doesn't spread around.
Right.
And, you know, the one thing that stays in my mind, and maybe in yours too, way back when, the polio threat.
Sure.
Image that scared the daylights out of me as a kid, seeing other kids in iron lungs.
Yes.
Those pictures scared. Scary to death.
Well, I mean, that
even today, it's just frightening.
And kids in the braces, the metal braces.
Yeah, oh,
man,
on their
legs,
just awful. Yeah. So, I mean, just to just toss this off as well. We're going to change it now. We don't need all this stuff. Yeah. This is crazy. This is throwing public health into chaos. Remember when we mandated that people stay home, not gather in large crowds, don't go to work. Justice Rebecca Bradley called the governor a tyrant trying to take over the state government.
Yeah.
It isn't. It's public health. That's right. Why they're there. That's why we call it public health. It's beyond politics. It's trying to protect people's lives.
Yeah. And tomorrow, we will be talking with Professor Jim Conway. He's an expert on infectious diseases and vaccines. He's a professor of pediatrics. So we'll have him in, and we'll continue the discussion. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. And again, later in the week, on Friday, we're going to be celebrating our 500th episode of The John and Gordy Show here on WMDX.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay. Dom?
That's all I have is wow. I don't have anything else.
Okay, thank you.
Really right. Something else.
Okay. I had a lot of info there.
All right. We're back tomorrow. Have a great day. Stephanie Miller's next. So long.
All right. See you later.
John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.